Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
How do we alter our parenting style, adjust our education systems, and make accommodations in our churches to accept and understand children with a diagnosis? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. A growing number of families have kids diagnosed with autism, bipolar disorder, ADHD, and more. As adults in their lives, where do we go for help? Educator, support group leader, and advocate Mary Wangerin joined us to offer encouragement and insight. She shared about a moment of clarity she gained with her son in Sunday school.
But I'll never forget when George was in Sunday school, and they would come in and the kids would sing songs and they would march around and they could all settle down and listen to the story. George could not. And I was always there because I knew we might have problems, but I found myself holding and restraining him where he was kicking and screaming and people would look at me like, "What's wrong with your child?" If I would have known then what I know now, I would have given George a little matchbox car or a book or a coloring crayon and paper. George literally had it in his IEP that he could doodle. George could go off and listen, very intelligent young man, but he didn't listen like everybody else. And if I would have known that, and it's funny that you say that, because education and training, that's why I'm a huge advocate at my church and other churches. We need to teach a Sunday school, and the confirmation teachers, they were all volunteers, but they don't come always with the tools. I've been brought into Sunday school at our congregation where we had have a family of quintuplets, and some of the boys have some diagnosis, and people didn't want those children in their Sunday school because they thought they were disruptive in the classes. And I found myself being in the class and helping the boys. And it was funny because I'd have a Sunday school teacher say, "Okay, now everybody watch me." And she always wanted everybody to look at her. Kids with diagnosis, they can't always look at the teacher. It's very hard. It hurts. It's painful. I found giving the boys crayons and a piece of paper that the mouth is quiet when the hands are busy. And they were busy not touching others, but busy on the paper. I found that even with my son, it was one tool that I've learned is I never go without a pen and a piece of paper. Because if he can doodle, I learned this from a therapist many years ago. When George was first diagnosed, our pediatrician wanted me to find out that a psychologist, those in the mental health field, wanted to confirm the diagnosis as a medical doctor. And I learned that day when George was sitting there, he was playing with fidgeting and he wasn't looking at the doctor. And I kept saying, "George, look at Dr. Leslie. Look at Dr. Leslie." Until finally she said, "Mary, he listens to me much better when he's playing with that than you trying to have him look at me. Because when he looks at me, he starts thinking about all other things, my glasses, my hair, everything around me, the pictures in the room. But if he's focused on what's in his hand, he listens.